It's time for another story along the Mother Road, the Seattle region's first highway.
Highway 99.
The Alaskan Way Tunnel.
Aurora Avenue.
It's the mother road of interstate transportation on the West Coast.
The city of Tukwila has spent years trying to turn a section of old Highway 99 into a dense, walkable neighborhood. But it's not easy to redefine a road. Now Tukwila's getting some help from an unlikely population. KUOW's Josh McNichols finds out why.
Moira Bradshaw is a planner with the city of Tukwila, and we're walking along Tukwila International Boulevard, less than a mile north of the light rail station. And she's pointing out all the stuff the city has done to improve this street.
Even though the city put in 12-foot wide sidewalks, beautified it, put in street trees, I think the hope was that this investment that the city was making in the streetscape would send a message to the development community and property owners that we really want a neighborhood commercial main street for the community.
But developers did not build the walkable pedestrian-oriented neighborhood planners wanted. Behind all the expensive new 12-foot wide sidewalks, developers just built more fast food restaurants and drive-thrus.
Unfortunately, people are still thinking, you know, historically, this is kind of where people pass through. They drive through in their cars.
Tukwila wanted to build a place where people would actually stop. They found an ally in senior citizens who are already giving up their cars.
I'm thinking that eventually, once we're here, we may not need a car.
That's Sally Romero. I met her at a luncheon put on by the developer of three huge new senior apartment buildings right on the old highway in Tukwila. The development is the anchor project in Tukwila's grand plan to renovate this part of the former Highway 99. Shag, a developer of senior housing, came in after other deals with the city fell through. Now the first building is almost done, and soon hundreds of seniors will crowd onto a street once known more for prostitution and crime than anything else. There's a new library right there, and residents can access more parts of the region by hopping on the light rail just down the street. Romero and her future neighbor, Kathleen Bryant, can't wait to ride the train.
It's so amazing. And you sit there in this comfortable, look out the window.
And before
and
you know
totally
it, you're
relaxed,
there.
And you're there. I mean, it's like, I said, I could do a commercial for the light rail.
I could too.
I would tell people I know, you know, oh my God, I rode the light rail in Seattle. And they're looking at me like, what?
Many residents in the new buildings live on fixed incomes. That's according to Jay Wolford, executive director of Shag. He says moving into a pedestrian-oriented neighborhood with transit gives seniors the option of ditching their cars.
And the savings of doing that is immeasurable. I mean, you know, cars are always the last thing anybody wants to give up, but it's a huge cost.
The buildings taking shape are unlike anything else in this part of Tukwila. At six stories tall, they're practically skyscrapers on this stretch of old highway. So they're bold, but they're risky too. I mean, seniors are going to have to walk or bus 3/4 of a mile to reach the light rail. That's a little further than the recommended distance of 1/2 mile. And along the way, they'll see prostitution, homelessness, and some new problems. TJ O'Brien is the manager of an appliance store just down the street.
All of a sudden, for the first time ever, I'm picking up needles off the ground all the time. Never had that before. I guess we can thank Seattle for that. But it's coming this way now, and it's getting worse and worse, not better.
So we're left with this question. Will developers be able to look past what Tukwila was, and in some ways still is, and see what it could be? Standing in front of the Shag building, Tukwila planner Moira Bradshaw is optimistic.
I have heard developers say they have to see it in order to envision it. Isn't that something? So they need to see it, and I think this is what this does. This Catalyst project, this Tukwila Village, shows what the vision is for the rest of this neighborhood.
In Tukwila, I'm Joshua McNichols, KUOW News.